The question comes up, is it appropriate to launch that kind of an attack when the guy's going through this? Harold Cook is someone who thinks that it's okay. He's at lettersfromtexas.com. And I laugh because Harold and I are friends. We talk about these things all the time. Harold, give me your take on this.
Well, here's my. I did not attack him on my blog. I just poked some fun at him. I didn't make these larger issue points on there. The closest I came to an attack was just congratulating Mrs. Sessions on her early parole, but that was mostly a joke. But hello, Carrie. Here's why this is in bounds, and I will grant you that it's probably a close call. But this is a man who, for his entire tenure in Congress, every chance he got, regulated other people's behavior and other people's families. And when you regulate other people's families, you make yourself fair game when something in your own family goes haywire. Let me just give you a few examples.
All right.
Every chance he's gotten, he's voted to restrict women's reproductive health options. Every chance he's gotten, he has voted to restrict gay marriage rights and voted to ban gay adoptions. He voted to amend the U.S. Constitution to define traditional marriage. He voted against additional family leave time. Look, the list goes on and on. And a lot of people might agree with some of those votes.
Well, some people would agree with those things. Some people would disagree with those things. But isn't the problem here with what you and some others are doing is, even if some of those are valid points, don't they get overshadowed by the fact that, and you've talked about this many times, Harold, about the fact that there ought to be more civility in public discourse. When you attack somebody, and maybe you didn't attack him, but there were certainly other bloggers who did, who attack the guy right as he's going through something that is just awful, you know, a marriage breaking up, and there's been no indication of any kind of a scandal. And I think a lot of people would say, if it was the case that he had cheated or his wife had cheated or something like that, or it turned out that he was gay, because we have seen cases where that happened, where somebody who had a voting record like that did turn out to be gay, then a lot of people would agree, then it's fair game. But like you said, it's a real close call, so why err on the side of not being tasteful?
Well, I tell you why. If he had voted differently all these years, it'd be one thing. But if office holders want privacy in their private lives, they should stay out of other people's private lives. Their failure to do so should come at a cost, and they're not going to get it from me with that which they won't grant their constituents. You know, he has made these votes. He has had a lot to say about how your family should behave, how your family should look, how your family should incorporate itself. And when something goes haywire in his own family, it's him that makes that newsworthy, as evidenced by the fact that he himself was the one who put out the news release on it.
All right. Well, Harold Cook, he's at lettersfromtexas.com. Always appreciate the discussion. We have traffic and weather together for you coming up here in just 2 minutes. It's 1:36.